Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Now, I talked about rappers from the West Coast, and I talked about rappers from New York. So let's bring it down south. When putting a top list together, depending on the region you're asking the question, you will get different names. But if you come down south and ask for a top five rappers list, this guy is probably going to be in the top five of most Southerners' lists. This guy was part of a Grammy-winning duo who had smash hits. The group is Outkast. The rapper is Andre 3000, and he is a Gemini. 3000 is a Capricorn. He also has a Capricorn moon, just like Rakim, and he has a sergeant type delivery as well, you know, a cadence as well. What's interesting to me, although 3000 is considered one of the best to touch the mic, he just mysteriously up and quit. It is said that the North Node points to what our soul wants to do this lifetime, and the South Node is what we're trying to walk away from. 3000's South Node is in Gemini, which would put his North Node in the opposite sign, which would be Sagittarius. Sagittarius rules higher learning and philosophy, which would be like spirituality, can fall up underneath that umbrella. As you saw, from the time Andre stepped on the scene with Player's Ball to the time he hung up the mic, his rhymes got more and more spiritual. 3000 has a Saturn next to his Venus in Cancer, a malefic, next to a benefic. He was in a highly publicized relationship with another famous singer, Erykah Badu. The interesting thing about Erykah Badu is she's a Sag rising with three planets in Sag. If you watch her and listen to her, she just exudes spirituality. We can say, although this relationship was great for sparking his spirituality, the relationship probably had an emotional challenge for him and might be the reason why the relationship ended and he ended his rap career. Any thoughts about 3000?
Three Stacks. If I'm not mistaken, me and Three Stacks had the same birthday. Is he May
27? I'm not sure. I don't know exactly what the date was. I didn't actually put it down.
Yeah, but I think we shared the same birthday. Three Stacks, definitely one of the best, like, natural MCs. It just comes so easy for him. You know, he... I didn't have him in my top five, and that's another one. And that's one of the things that make the conversation about the top five so difficult is that it's so many, like, top-level MCs. Like, how do you pick your top five? Because, like, I could put him, like, 5-1-A, or you know what I mean? Because he's just that cold. Like I say, he's just as talented as everybody else on my list. But the thing about Three Stacks is that he's just so, he flows like water. He's one of those guys who you could give him the mic, he could rap all night off the top of his head. You know what I mean? He don't have to write nothing down. It just comes so easy to him. He's like a natural MC. Like he, and that's really not common in the South, like to have somebody that cold on the mic. I mean, and really I don't wanna even put the South on it because it don't matter where you're from, you can really flow. But a lot of guys from the South don't put that much emphasis on their words like he does. does. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everything that he says in a rhyme has substance. You know what I mean? You don't, I mean, except for maybe that first album and maybe Players Ball, you know, everything else has substance. And it doesn't come off as preachy. Really, you're just kind of amazed at his lyricism. You know what I mean? And how he can flow and say the way that he puts these words together is very unique. And his perspective is very unique. Like, he doesn't talk about the things that all these other rappers talk about. And he may approach the same topic, but he puts it in a unique way that makes you stand up and pay attention. He's one of the most unique MCs that you're gonna find. You know what I mean? As far as even his style and his words that he uses.
Could you see the switch to him going more spiritual?
Yeah. And funny enough, that you mentioned Erykah Badu, it kind of happened after that video, when she came out with that video that he was in, you know, and everybody was like, oh, he got a baby by Erykah Badu, you know, and oh, he's dating Erykah Badu. And after that, I could see the change in him.
Yeah. Yeah, she opened, it was like she opened up a gate for him.
Funny that you mentioned Erykah Badu.
Why is that?
Yeah.
She opened up she showed him and introduced him and kind of opened him up to what his North Node, his soul, kind of wanted to gravitate toward, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The more he learned and the more he got into it, the more he wanted to walk away from the rapping seemed trivial, you know, to... Right.
Well, I don't think it seemed trivial. I just think...
Well, the game.
Right. The business end of it became an irritation to him, you know what I mean? Like, he was more into the art of it.
Yeah.
You know, as a Gemini, I can relate to that. Like, he's more into the art of it and the expression of it. And it's like the business end of it held back the art end of it, yeah. You know, because they trying to make music to make money, but he's trying to make music to express himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that became
a conflict. Like
a conflict, and he just walked away.
Yeah. Any last thoughts on 3000?
3000. Like I say, Three Stacks, I got the utmost respect for him as a lyricist. And I wish that he would come out with some new shit.
I think everybody, even rappers, would line up just for a 3000 feature.
Right.
He
still does some features, though. Like, I heard a couple of features from him in the last couple of years, but I want to hear, like, The Love Below.
Yeah.
So that, I think, was Three Stacks just being Three Stacks.
Yeah.
The Love Below, he was singing. But and that's another thing. That was a little, like, he's not just an MC.
But that,
like,
was,
he can sing.
That was, he lost some people on that, though, man.
He did, but... You know, those were people who really couldn't see his vision. Like, if you listen to The Love Below, like, damn. I mean, that's just music. That's just him being music. It's not hip-hop. It's not rap, per se. Like, he just got songs on there.
Yeah.
And just, some of them is grooves. Some of them he's, you know, releasing stress. Some of them, you know, he's just... tweaking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But all of it is jamming damn near. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, big ups. Three Stacks.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.